are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Not so fast, Tar Heel Nation. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The hunger for Carolina to return to its place of dominance in college basketball is palpable among the alumni and fan base. During and after last season's bitter disappointment, the still new coaches and the older players who had led them to the 2022 Final Four went from darlings of their own March Madness to social media zealots carping about change, which only increased when seven players transferred. No question the mega roster moves that Hubert Davis pulled off is historically enticing, especially when considering the savvy and experience the new kids on the block brought to the Tar Heels table. Hubert's third team is beginning to look like the squads Dean Smith turned out long before NIL and the transfer portal became part of the college lexicon. It did not happen with Smith's formula of a recruited base sprinkled with an occasional player who turned pro early. This one has the same kind of veteran depth, with tough transfers ready to play, replacing the traditional needs for player development. With NIL money now infiltrating the game, the current Heels play like winning is more important than getting wealthy. That makes this team unique in today's athletic atmosphere. There is ample reason to believe Armando Bacot and R.J. Davis will continue to be vocal leaders in huddles and the locker room, with the head coach loving that kind of engagement. But while some fans and bloggers have already crowned the Heels ACC regular season champion, their journey will still result in getting the best shot from every ACC foe. Pitt was beaten at its own aggressive game, but the Panthers lost more than they gained through the portal. While Clemson has its best team in years, Carolina's lopsided series record may have turned the Tigers from second-best three-point shooters in the ACC into cold cats who missed 18 of 19 from outside. UNC's active defense had only something to do with that. Smith used to say sarcastically, the other team has coaches too, and the Heels' inconsistent shooting will be tested by aggressive defenders who will try to exploit mismatches with Carolina's small starting backcourt. Why Seth Trimble's size, speed, and defense should get him even more minutes as the season goes on. Winning at State, which has quietly rebuilt its roster with experienced transfers and freshmen who don't get the hype of Harrison Ingram, Cormac Ryan, and Elliott Cadeau, will be difficult despite UNC's record of 18-6 in Raleigh over the last 24 years. The teams are meeting undefeated in ACC play for the first time since 1974, the year of State's first national championship. Behind the fuel of three straight wins in football, the crazed Wolfpack faithful will expect its one-game streak in basketball will grow to two or three. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.